If you had gone on the train up to Gloucester about 130 years ago, in the evening after dinner, and stood on the granite steps of the town hall, you would have seen the citizens of Gloucester promenading after dinner. And eventually you would have heard a buzz of excitement, childish voices, and you would have seen a not very tall, but very powerfully built man, not very old, but with white hair, walking by himself, commandingly, but with that air of someone who's always alone. And behind him, you would have seen children nudging each other and pointing and whispering and daring each other, and you might have seen one braver than the other or more gullible rushing up to just behind the powerful man. And then they would suddenly stop, and an odd look would go on their face, and they would run back to their friends. This was Manuel Teixeira, the son of Portuguese immigrants. He had gone to sea at the age of 15, signed on a whaling ship out of New Bedford, and had been away at sea for 4 years. It was a profitable voyage, and he took his money from that whaling voyage, 4 years of hard effort, and invested it in a schooner. But even though he had a share in that schooner, he was just a dory man. And they set him out every day in the dory with Shorty Richards. Of course, Shorty Richards was about 6'1", which is why they call him Shorty, and that was very tall for back then. And he was very thin, very narrow, had a very narrow, wedge-shaped face, hardly any back to his head, tall and straight, gangly limbs. And Shorty Richards knew basically two things: how to follow Manuel Teixeira and how to fish. So he followed in the morning, he followed Manuel into the dory. Manuel would get into the dory. Shorty would get in the dory, and they'd row out, and they'd bait hooks, and they'd throw them out, and they'd haul in lines. And Shorty wasn't much of a talker. Getting to be lunchtime, eh? Good lunch. Getting to be about dinner time. But he just knew where the fish would be. So even though Manuel was powerful, he would let Shorty be in the back and steer, because somehow he always knew where the fish would be, and he took them to where the fish would be. And when they were ashore, Shorty just followed Manuel everywhere. They said, you know, it's Manny's puppy. And they were out, and a huge storm came up. And they got separated from the schooner. It was cold. And it wasn't anything they could do. They couldn't even hear the foghorns from the schooners. They could hear the growling of icebergs and chunks of ice that appeared. They could hear the growling of chunks of ice banging into each other, but there wasn't anything they could do, and it just got colder. And it was so foggy they couldn't see anything. So they lay down in the bottom of the dory and huddled together for warmth with an old scrap of canvas over them. And when Manuel woke up in the morning, he found he was hugging a dead man. Shorty Richards was too thin, and he didn't have enough heat, and even though Manuel had hugged him all night, Shorty had died and was now stiff. the fog eventually cleared, and the schooner showed up and took them on board. And they couldn't go in. The hole wasn't filled, so they wrapped Shorty in some canvas and put him in one of the holes on the ice, one of the compartments. Of course, they didn't put any fish in that compartment, but they put him in the hole with all the other fish. And when the hole was filled, they went back into Gloucester. And Manuel walked around town by himself without Shorty dogging his steps. And then on the next voyage, they teamed Manuel up with Betty Hobbs. And Manuel got in the door, he moved up to the bow, and he heard Fatty get in the back. And Manuel was just about to turn around and take up his oars when he heard a commotion, and he heard Fatty exclaim something, and oh! And all I could hear is he turned around, he saw Fatty scrambling up out of the dory and climbing up the gunwale and saying, "There's something in there, there's something in there." And as he looked, he saw the oars pick themselves up and begin rowing. So he sat down and picked up his oars and he rowed out. He came back in and it was time and the oars shipped themselves and something seemed to climb up over the gunwale. And he climbed up over the gunwale. And down in the schooner, Fatty Hobbs had been saying, "There was something in that dory, there was something in that dory." And when they saw how much fish Manuel and whatever it was up front had caught, they said, "It's Shorty Richards. It's the ghost of Shorty Richards." He only knew two things, how to fish and how to follow Manuel around. He doesn't know how to be dead. He's still following Manuel around and he's still fishing. But they had caught so much fish, they said to Manuel, "You're catching a lot of fish. We'll have a good voyage." They didn't ask him. They just said, "You know, keep it up." So the part I left out was that some years before, Shorty Richards' mother had come to the Teixeira house, and they had a little garden gate made of whalebone leading to a little kitchen garden that Mrs. Teixeira had, and she was very proud. She worked very hard as a housemaid and a nursemaid. And Mrs. Richards came in and sat in the kitchen and said, "You know, I'm an old woman. Shorty's my youngest, and I don't know who'll look after him after I go. If you promise, if Manuel promises to take care of him, there'll be some money every month for your trouble." And then she thanked Mrs. Teixeira for the bread and the tea and left. As soon as she was gone, Mrs. Teixeira said, "Don't do it, Manuel. This is the first time that one of them has come to our house. We've never been to their house. You are a part owner of the schooner, but are you a mate? No, you're a dory man. They won't let us do anything. And now I work wiping the snotty noses of their children and cleaning their dirt and their dishes, and I take care of their old people and wipe their bottoms. And now they want you to be a nursemaid and take care of their child. Don't do it." But Manuel said, "Mom." So he had agreed with Mrs. Teixeira to look after Shorty after he was dead. And when she had passed on, there was a small check every month from the bank. Actually, it was a little envelope with bills in it from the bank. The checks were for rich people. And now, every day, Manuel went out in the dory with what was the ghost apparently, of Shorty Richards. And he rode out and he sat on the waves all day. Now he had no one to say, oh, it's lunchtime. He just sat in the dory. And he baited hooks, and some unseen hand baited hooks and flung out the net with him and hauled it in very powerfully, bigger cod than ever. They pulled in with no trouble. And on shore, he would walk by himself. And behind him, there just seemed to be this thin column of icy cold air. So no one ever got too close to him. Getting married was out of the question. The banker decided that it was time to stop the monthly envelope with cash in it. But after a few brawny arms threw old harpoons through his window into the polished wood of his desk, he decided that maybe continuing the envelopes was a good idea. And so, if you stood on the steps of the town hall that evening, you would have seen the people of Gloucester promenading, and you would have seen Manuel Teixeira, powerful, solitary, 29 years old, and hair as white as snow, after being in a dory with a ghost for 10 years, every day. The haunted dory man.